Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. I have a couple of announcements to make today. The first is that if you have any palm crosses from last year's Palm Sunday, we'll be gathering them in either next Sunday or at the Pancake Tuesday supper so that we can burn them out in the yard. Not just because we like fire, which we do, but to make ashes for our Ash Wednesday service. And so if you have those palm crosses lying around and are coming to the Shrove Tuesday supper, we'll be burning them then. And so bring them back in, which would be great. The second announcement that I have is that after church today, there is a lunch. So you're all most welcome to come to the lunch. It'll be great. And then we'll just accidentally happen to have our annual general meeting or vestry meeting after that. So please do stay for that. We've got a number of things to talk about, some decisions to make as a parish, and some financials to go through. It should be a very interesting and good meeting. So with that, thank you very much, everyone. Let's take a moment now just to collect ourselves, gathered from where we are across the city into this place to worship our God. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And
Almighty God, to you all hearts are opened, all desires known, and through you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And let us pray. Almighty God, your Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonders of your saving love. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now I invite the proclamation of the Holy Scriptures.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Fool. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a physical body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. What I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Do not fret yourself because of evildoers. Do not be jealous of those who do wrong, For they shall soon wither like the grass, and like the green grass fade away. Put your trust in the Lord and don't go. Put your trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on its riches. Take delight in the Lord, and he shall give you your heart's desire. Put your trust in the Lord and do commit your way to the Lord and put your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will make your righteousness as clear as the light, and your just dealing as the noonday. Put your trust in the Lord and do. In the Lord and do good.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as God is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, for those of you that often come to St. James, you might be a little surprised to see me up in the pulpit. I normally preach from the middle and give a very engaging conversation. There's something different about standing up here. And so on Vestry Sundays, I like to take the opportunity to give a state of the parish address. And that's what I feel called and led to do here today. Last year, I did the same thing. And I remember talking about the sign outside the door as we came in that said, St. James is a diverse parish that has a remarkable music ministry and excellent children's programming. I remember a year ago standing up there and saying, I think we're doing about half of that. The first half is the music ministry, which, as you can tell, is fantastic and is amazing. And I challenged the parish last year that we needed to focus on the children's aspect of things. I feel like I knew how that was going to look, and I feel that the first reading that we had today is an accurate summation. Fools, how do you know what it's going to look like? How can something that you plant go the way that you expect? What Paul is saying is that the seed that is planted bears very little resemblance to the plant that grows. Last year, I had no idea that Ann Weber would be joining us as our associate priest with specific responsibility to children and family ministry. What a blessing that she has been in our midst, taking on vast majorities of the services, being able to add another voice to the preaching that's done here to parallel and complement my own. I had no idea that that would be what grew out of that. And so the question is, what is this year's charge? Keeping in line with the signs that are on the parish, at the back of the church as you come in, it says St. James is a wonderful parish that has a diverse community of music and children's ministry. The sign that caught my attention this year is actually hanging on the wall right over here in the blue frame. If you've never taken a look at it, I'd encourage you to do so. This is actually the letters patent of the parish. Somebody years ago took this and went to the Canadian Registry of Heraldry and had a coat of arms, a shield, and a motto officially canonized, officially written down by the Governor General. And so St. James has its own shield and its own motto. Well, I've been involved in the creation of two Anglican parishes, and I can tell you I've spent countless hours arguing about mottos and vision statements, and they mean something, even if you just glance over them. Does anyone know what St. James' motto is? It's the way of service. I see a couple thumbs up from Carolyn in the corner. Well done. The way of service. That means a lot. And what we read in the gospel reading today is what service is really about. It's not about doing something so that we get something in return. It's not about investing in a strategy that will definitely pay off in certain rewards. It's about serving without expectation of return or reward. It's about doing good for the sake of doing good and trusting that God's plan in some way, in some shape, is going to take form and trusting that it will be good. Just as when you plant a little seed into the ground, if you got it out of a package that didn't have any information on it, it would be a surprise at what grows. So often what God encourages us to plant doesn't have clear labels or clear growing instructions. We tend, we till, we water, we care, and God produces something that we never expected and something amazing. St. James is in a good position for the coming year. Our finances have done well. We are in a position where the foundation is able to distribute more than it has in the past due to changing CRA degrees. So the question is, as we are presented with opportunities, who are we called to serve? Who are we called to serve? And I think there's work to be done there. I think that there is value and taking the time to pray and to discern together, to continue building community as we figure out what God is calling us to be in this part of London, in this part of the world, in this time and this place. You'll read in my vestry report that one of my leadership styles is about building community. And I think that that is so important. The big group, the building improvement group, is a great addition to the parish life that works on making sure that the tiles are not cracked and things are repaired in the building. But to me, the joy that comes out of having a group like that isn't that things get fixed. That's an added beautiful side bonus. But the camaraderie and the fellowship that is found in those groups is fantastic and is what a church is really about. The church is a community of people. Last week, I wasn't here. I spent family day going up to Kingston, and I went with my brother and sister-in-law and their 2-year-old and 11-month-old to church. And I saw the effort and determination that it took to get a small group of children to church on a Sunday. It was a Herculean effort. And I give kudos to all the parents in the playground. But the community that forms from being in a place is one that is rich and beautiful. St. James is a place where there is so much opportunity, where there's so much potential. And the question that I have, and the question that I'm going to encourage us to be thinking about and wrestling with for the year to come, is how do we plant the seeds? What seeds are we called to plant? And what potential and what possibilities should we seek to explore in the year to come? It will be a year of change. Today we say goodbye, or thanks for all the hard work, to two incredible wardens who have seen us through a pandemic and a search for a new incumbent and countless other things. And they will have hard shoes to replace. But God is not done with this place just because Jim and Barb are stepping back from the role of warden. Although it feels like it, and I'm a little concerned. But God is not done with us. There is so much potential and so much possibility that we are called to explore and to grow towards. While we don't know exactly what it will look like, we don't know exactly how it will all come together. What we do know is that it is good, and that it is holy, and that it is beautiful. If we do as Jesus said, and love those who persecute us, give without thought of receiving, lend without asking for interest or taking back, but giving good into this world, and trusting that even if we don't see the reward of it, God will take the efforts that we put forward and do amazing things. As we enter into our vestry meeting, let us remember that God is with us, and God is doing amazing things. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? And let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please assume a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
When we call, you answer. Great is your glory. Merciful Father, you break the cycle of hatred and recriminations. Set your church as an instrument of your peace. May we sow love, pardon, and faith. When we call, you answer.
Great is your glory.
Merciful Father, you bring dignity to the abused and oppressed. Give to governments and rulers strength to prevent the worst excesses of retribution. Restore us all in your image, that we may forgive as we know ourselves to be forgiven. When we call, you answer.
Great is your glory.
Merciful Father, your compassion leaves no one excluded. Open our hearts to the needs of the hungry, the homeless, and all without sufficient to sustain them this day. Give dignity to all your people. When we call, you answer.
Great is your glory.
Merciful Father, you hear the cries of all in distress. Pour out your healing love on all who seek you. Bring light to our darkness and joy to all in sorrow. We think today especially of Sylvia, Sherry, Yvonne, Don and Nancy, Robert, Brian, Liam and Paul, Gavin, Trevor, Catherine, Eleanor, Rupali, and Archie. When we call, you answer.
Great is your glory.
Merciful Father, your love holds us in life and in death. Remember for good all who have died. Keep the faithful departed forever in your loving embrace. When we call, you answer.
Great is your glory.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us share that peace with one another.
Merciful God, accept all we offer you this day. Lead us to love you with all our heart and to love all people with your perfect love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. You are the source of light and life for all your creation. You made us in your own image and call us to new life in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Father Almighty, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us stand and continue in prayer. Gracious God, in the Eucharist we celebrate your love for us and for all people. Grant that, strengthened by these holy gifts, we may show your love in our lives and know its fulfillment in your presence. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you this day and always.
Amen.
My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Except don't go anywhere further than the hall. Join us for lunch and vestry.